Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Delivered. A couple of different stories across the front pages this morning. We'll start with the Irish Examiner, though, first today. Their headline, Vatican lifts sex abuse secrecy rules. Clerical abuse victims have welcomed the decision by Pope Francis to abolish the Vatican's strict secrecy rules covering sex abuse proceedings. And the changes are contained in this new latest Vatican programme issued by the Pope to rewrite the specific articles of canon law or previously issued papal documents. And he also has raised to 18 from 14 the age that pictures of minors could be considered as child pornography. And while the changes have been welcomed by survivors of abuse, they also say that they're long overdue, these changes. For instance, survivor Marie Collins said that the lifting of the secrecy rule is good to see because it increases the chances of survivors accessing their Vatican files. Also, the 1 in 4 executive director, Maeve Lewis, welcomed the development, but also added that they feel it's long overdue, that 50 years, it's 50 years actually overdue. And there's more on that story in the front page of the Irish Examiner this morning. And there's also plenty of editorial analysis as well in the inside of the paper. To the Irish Independent next, though, this is a story that they've been covering over the past number of days. But the headline today, I think, will raise some concerns. Over 1,000 creches are now at risk of closure. This is Philip Ryan and Amy Malloy writing this morning that there's again now renewed fears for even more than 1,000 creches across the country because they were told that there's no alternative insurer could be secured for their business. And childcare operators are struggling as it is to get cover after the withdrawal of one of two companies in this particular insurance sector. Now, some creches have seen their premium quotas treble within recent weeks, but last night the paper reports that a broker, Porrick Smith & Co, which represents about 1,300 childcare providers, said it had held discussions with more than 35 insurers, underwriters and intermediaries over the past 6 months, but none was willing to quote for these creches. And also, according to The Independent this morning, it told providers that despite a busy last 48 hours of intensive follow-up meetings, that we've been unable to secure an alternative insurer for you. And childcare providers say that they're being, as they describe it, held over a barrel as they face a monopoly in the insurance market as well. That's according to the front page of the Irish Independent this morning. There's lots on that story relating to creches, creche providers and parents as well, concerned about what's going to happen in January, in the inside of the Irish Independent this morning. The Irish Times today leading with the health service. The HSE faces challenges despite record funding. This is news that the government has provided an additional 50 million euro to provide the health service with its latest, the largest budget in history for next year. But despite the controversial employment restrictions will continue, some public nursing home beds face closure. Several hundred millions in savings will also be needed to deal with financial challenges. And according to the Irish Times, the additional money, which is on top of the extra 1 billion euro allocated in the budget, will be used for services for older people and those with disabilities, as well as to try and relieve hospital overcrowding and homelessness on projects, and also as seed funding for the first state-funded IVF and fertility treatment scheme. Also, and the HSE will now receive more than 17 billion, including the additional 50 million approved by the Cabinet as part of the revised financial estimates. But in its service programme for 2020, this was published yesterday, the HSE has signalled it'll need an additional 420 million to address demographic, technological and other pressures, and also to tackle unmet need. And government sources have said the finance minister had, as part of the revised estimates process, turned down requests from the health sector for even more funding. And there's more on those challenges ahead in the health service also. Inside the Irish Independent the Irish Times this morning. Just a quick look at some of the tabloids today. Their headlines this morning, The Star and The Herald, both leading with details about two people killed in a road crash in Dublin yesterday. The Mirror leads this morning with a court case. The Sun leading today, their headline, Dublin Jimmy cremated. And the Daily Mail goes this morning with hung out to dry for Christmas. This relates to Whirlpool recalling 11,000 hot point and also other washing machines because of fire safety risks. And there's more on that story in the front page of the Daily Mail this morning. But to some of the other stories that you'll be talking about today, you may have heard Shane mention it there a few moments ago, the rent pressure zones. Front page of the Irish Times as well this morning. The Housing Minister Owen Murphy has insisted that the government government's policy of rent caps is working. This is new figures now showing that rents increasing nationally but stabilising in Cork and Dublin. For instance, in the capital, the average rent increasing by €110 or just over 6.5% year on year, and still above the rent pressure zone cap of 4%. But this marks a decline, apparently, from a 9.6% growth rate recorded for the same quarter a year earlier. And it's also the lowest annual increase since the fourth quarter of 2017. Rents rose by more than 8%, though, right across the country nationally in the third quarter compared with the same period a year ago. But there is evidence, according to the housing minister, of stabilisation in the state's two biggest cities. I have to say, as somebody who is a renter and pays rent, there's a lot of people will probably disagree with that commentary. But anyway, that's the front page of the Irish Times this morning. Also in the Irish Times today, page two of the paper, €1.3 billion pipeline to extract water from Shannon to meet demand in Dublin. The cabinet has approved new legislation that will allow the development of the controversial €1.3 billion pipeline that will extract water from the River Shannon to meet Dublin's water demands. And the Housing Minister, Owen Murphy, brought the memo to Cabinet yesterday proposing the drafting of a Water Environment Abstractions Bill. And the bill will allow for the increasing of large-scale water abstractions in the state. It will also allow the massive Shannon pipeline to proceed. We're interested in your view on that story this morning. You can let us know what you think on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Also in the Irish Times, page 5 of the paper today, almost 3,000 refugees to settle in Ireland over the next 4 years. This is under plans announced in Geneva yesterday. The Minister of State with responsibility for immigration as well, David Stanton, and he said refugees whose entitlement to asylum will already be established would be from, for instance, like Syria, and travel to Ireland from settlements in Jordan, Lebanon and also Ethiopia. And 650 are expected next year, 700 in 2021 and 750 in 2022. But the European Commission will provide €9 million to support the resettlement of the first 900 arriving from early in the new year until June 2021. And they'll also arrive under the auspices of the Irish Refugee Protection Programme. This was established back in 2015 as part of the country's response to the global refugee crisis. And there's more on that story, page 5 of the Irish Times this morning. To some of the other stories that you'll be talking about today, just on the doctors, page 18 of the Irish Independent this morning. This is a story you'll be hearing more about. You may have heard us mention it in the news bulletin a few moments ago, but the government will unveil plans to halt hospital doctors' action. This is government proposals on pay are expected in the coming days now in an effort to try and avert this threatened chaos in the health service in the new year. It follows a vote by 95% of doctors in the Irish Medical Organisation in favour of industrial action. And the action, now it wouldn't be triggered until early next year, is in protest at the failure of the government to so far address the pay gap, which has left newly recruited consultants since 2012 around €50,000 worse off. And also the Health Minister Simon Harris and Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donoghue are understood to have updated Cabinet on the dispute yesterday, and the proposals, according to the Irish Independent, are expected in the coming days. But the proposals will be part of the wider aim of Sláintecare to try and remove private practice from public hospitals. Also a story side by side in the Independent this morning with the headline, more patients to wait longer in trolleys next year as the A&E crisis worsens. This is the paper's health correspondent Eilish O'Regan writing this morning that the HSE expects the accident and emergency trolley crisis to get even worse next year, with more patients waiting longer for a bed or to be discharged back home. And this year's target to have 3/4 of A&E patients discharged or admitted within 6 hours has been scrapped. It'll be revised downwards to 65% next year. And the HSE service plan said it expects the 6-hour deadline will only be met 62% of the time in 2020. And it's also shelving the target to have 99% of patients discharged or admitted from A&E in 9 hours. And this has been slashed to 80%. More on those two stories in the inside of the Irish Independent this morning. Also a story that caught my eye in the inside of the paper. Senators, they're looking for pay, but not for themselves. It's for their staff this time. Senators are demanding that the Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue, bring in a pay rise for their staff, some of whom earn €23,000 a year. And all senators have signed this Shannon motion calling on Pascal Donoghue to urgently meet with a Rothfuss secretarial assistant and expedite a pay claim that was lodged by via SIPTU last year. And the motion also calls for a wider review of the role and pay of secretarial staff working in Leinster House. Senators can hire up to one full-time secretarial assistant, a role which has a starting salary of €23,000 a year, while TDs are entitled to one secretarial assistant and one parliamentary assistant who start on a salary of just over €41,000. There's more on that story, page 5 of the Irish Independent this morning. Also on the front page of the Irish Times this morning, a story that caught my eye: vaping as bad as cigarettes for lung infections. The paper's health editor Paul Cullen writing that vaping is as bad as traditional cigarette smoke for exposing users to bacterial lung infections and is worse in some cases. This is according to researchers at Queen's University in Belfast. And the study, described by one of its authors as having phenomenal public health implications, says bacteria often found in the lungs became more harmful and caused increased inflammation when they were exposed to vaping. And exposure to both cigarette smoke extract and e-cigarette vapour caused an increase in the potential of bacteria to cause harm in the lungs in a way which could lead to a disease such as a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and asthma. And that's according to the research team at Queen's University. Just one or two other stories and maybe a slightly lighter note this morning. Page 19 of the Mirror today: Alexa, diffuse our festive rows. Of course, the Christmas fights, apparently they tend to kick off at 6:30 on Christmas Day. This is according to a study which found 4 in 10 admit biting their tongues and squabbling with their siblings. That's topping the list of the argument list, followed by a row with their mum. Money is the main cause of the rows. The TV is the second. And the smart speaker Alexa, of course, by Amazon, which did the poll, now has a feature to bring in what they describe as festive cheer, saying, change the subject, triggers division questions, like, is a diehard Christmas film, and also, do you have any celebrity crushes? So you can look forward to Alexa intervening in your festive disputes at 6:30 on Christmas Day. And just staying with Christmas, it turns out that listening to too much Christmas tunes is bad for you. This is a story on her.ie this morning. Bah humbug. Whether you love it or hate it, it's safe to say the Christmas music is going to be unavoidable now from today on. There's going to be a little festive jingle launched into your ears nearly at every moment. But according to this recent study, it turns out that listening to too much Christmas music is bad for your mental health. According to the survey, when we hear festive music, it only puts one thing in your mind, of course being Christmas, and as well as being bad for concentration levels, it could also have a negative impact on your brain. And according to Sky News psychologist Linda Blair, said that people working in shops at Christmas have to tune out Christmas music, because if they don't, it really does stop you from being able to focus on anything else. Those are the stories making the headlines this Wednesday morning. Now, still to come, as the British government looks to introduce a clause to the Brexit bill to rule out any extension to the transition period beyond the end of next year, we'll have the details.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.